This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah, back in studio for a Hertz Day on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, I love being in Clearwater, but Ike, I love being back in the studio.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Good to be back home. Listen, a couple days down there in the sun with my toes out, with my arms out. Hey, it's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
Toes was only out inside the hotel room, though. Let's be clear. Wasn't walking around like Jack with a pair of Birkenstocks.
Yeah. You didn't have the piggies out?
No. Didn't have the piglets out there. Brother Spike, I'm doing well. Jackie Baseball. Team is still rolling, but I tell you what.
Rolling backwards.
Yeah.
Which way they rolling?
Yeah, I didn't say which way they're rolling.
Right.
Yeah, going downhill.
Yeah.
But some encouraging things said this morning on the morning show by a couple of decision makers. Mm-hmm. So I feel pretty good. Holla at you, boy.
Long day so far.
Yeah, it's only halfway over.
So far.
Yeah.
Long we're on the morning show schedule today, you know, up at 3:30.
Yeah, well, we're not crying about it, though.
Would never.
Nah, we're going to have a great show. We have a lot to talk about today, by the way. We have Slay ranking his elite quarterbacks, getting in more fights with CJ, GJ, than AJ jumping in. Talk about that, of course. But we start with the Eagles, my friend Ike. We did a lot of Phillies, and we'll get to a lot of Phillies today as well. But I want to start with, we're going to bring back Tell the Truth Thursday today. So on Tell the Truth Thursday, if you haven't participated before, I know you're always honest, but I need you to be really, really honest. You gotta maybe take off the midnight green glasses. I know you bleed Eagles green, all that stuff, but it is about honesty today on Tell the Truth Thursday. And for Tell the Truth Thursday, I want to assess the Eagles offseason so far. Because if you were being neutral, which is sometimes how I like to look at moves of our teams, if I was a fan of another team and I saw these moves, what would I think? So let's recap the offseason so far. So the Eagles had an offensive coordinator spot open. They gave it to an internal hire in Kevin Petullo. They didn't really interview anybody. And the guy was the pass game coordinator, which, by the way, was probably the most disappointing point of the team this year. Anyway, okay. So they give offensive coordinator to Kevin Petullo. They give $40 million guaranteed to a 28-year-old running back who just had 507 touches in a season. By the way, he was already under contract for the next 2 years anyway. They gave $36 million guaranteed to an inside linebacker who was great. Zach Bond was great, but it's his first great season of his entire career, and it happened at 27 years old. And also, the offseason so far, we're all pretty sure they're going to lose Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, who are probably their second and third best defensive linemen the entire season. So, Ike, I ask you, if on Tell the Truth Thursday, are we sure this has been a good offseason so far for the Eagles, or are we just basking in the glow of the Super Bowl and no matter what they do, we're going to say it's good? Because if I'm being honest, I'm not so sure. Like, I'm not in love with any of this.
Yeah, you're concerned.
Just a little bit.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, well, that's how I'm born.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. I don't see anything wrong with what they've done so far. You think about Zach Bond definitely being at the top of their priority list of wanting to retain their guys. They got that done, so I don't see where anybody can find any issues with that. Listen, we can quibble about the money and whether or not he deserved that much. I'd say, yeah, the Eagles rewarded him. That's how well he played this past year. So I'm obviously, as a former linebacker, I'm happy to see Zach Bond get paid.
Sure.
It's good to know that it's possible for it to happen. So I'm okay with that. And the Saquon move Well, it certainly had me scratching my head initially, just because I didn't necessarily see it coming this soon, and especially at the number in which it came. In the end, if it's somehow beneficial to the Eagles from a cap space standpoint, as well as rewarding their best player and making him feel appreciated by making him the highest paid running back in football because he's the best running back in football, I don't see how that could be a bad move from a, I guess, from a, at least from a...
Vibes?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for. Like it feels good. Now it may turn out Saquon production wise, and you look back on it, you're like, man, what the hell were they thinking? But at least at this point, we all love what Saquon brought to the table this year. We all feel we wouldn't have the Super Bowl without him this year. So from that sense, and playing a position that doesn't have a lot of longevity to it, and seeing how running backs can get used up and then just thrown away. Kind of, and I'm a running back guy. I was raised in the era where you built your franchises around the running back. So I was good with seeing that with Saquon Barkley. Now, the Kevin Petullo signing as the offensive coordinator, continuity is what I preached, is what I wanted. And I understand the passing game did not flourish this year. I understand that. I'm not in the building. I don't know how much input or impact he had on that.
That's fair. Yep.
So I don't know. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt of seeing what he brings to the table to see if it actually improves Jalen in the passing game this year. So I'm good with everything they've done. With the extent, you know, the other thing I'm not good with.
And by the way, probably going to lose Josh Sweat and probably going to lose Milton Williams.
And so. I anticipated that.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of sitting back waiting to see if they get Becton. Come on, man. Howie, extending Saquon, re-signing, to me, the top two priorities with the free agents, making sure that offensive line stays intact, keeping your leader on defense. I'm good with that continuity on the offensive side with a familiar voice, familiar face. Feels good to me. I don't know where you get this feeling from. It feels good to me. It feels like this is my squad that I'm gonna come back with next year.
See, and that but 215-592-9494 on Tell the Truth Thursday. Are you sure it's been a good offseason for the Eagles so far? And that, Jack, before I ask you, that, Ike, is what you keep saying is that it feels good.
Yeah.
All these things feel good, right? Promoting from within feels good.
Make me feel good.
Yeah. Who is that?
That used to be one of my favorite drops. That's Marks.
Can you hit it again?
Make me feel good. Is that from a Halle Berry movie, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Monsters Ball.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Oh, that one. Yes. Okay, right.
that was during COVID times, yes.
So, it all feels good. It feels good to give Saquon a bunch more money, even though you probably didn't need to. He's under contract. It feels good to give Zach Bond all this money, even though you and Elliott were both saying $10, $11 million a year.
Yep.
And if this is basically a two-year deal, it's like $18 million a year. All this stuff feels good. It doesn't feel good at all to me to lose Josh Sweat and Milton Williams without a succession plan in place. Like, I think everything feels good when you do it after you win the Super Bowl. But the question is if you step back and you were a fan of the Commanders or you're a fan of the Cowboys or something, you looked at it, is it actually good or does it just feel good? Jack,
yeah.
What do you think?
Okay.
We said feel good a lot. There.
You're gonna clip that. I can see it.
Well, there's a lot of feeling good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, again, I think it's more riding the high of the Super Bowl. And the way they even worded the Saquon thing. They worded? Yeah.
No, they said in the, yeah, by the way, reward. In the email, we awarded Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, which I thought was odd. It didn't scream to me like they made a cap-saving move there. It was like, thank God. So it feels like a lot of smelling themselves this offseason. I don't like the Petullo hire. I hope it works out, obviously, because we want the Eagles to be good, but I don't like it.
Yep.
And Saquon, I don't think they had to do it. And the rewarding thing seems weird. So, Bond, I think you had to do. They had no choice. Like, the Bond thing, you had to re-sign Zach Bond. And the money is the money. It is what it is. But I give it a nice C+, B- so far.
I give it a C. I give it a straight C. What would you give it? What? Like, if you were to grade the offseason so far.
Oh, so far? An A.
Oh, you're out of your mind. You give him an A?
Yeah, why not? What am I deducting points for?
not interviewing other offensive coordinators, giving Saquon $40 million when he was still under contract, paying $18 million a year for an inside linebacker, and losing Josh Sweat and Milton Williams.
Well, first of all,
they haven't lost him yet, but
Petullo's been here. He's been a big part of the success of the team.
Yeah.
So we want to see what he brings to the table.
Okay.
And it makes the head coach happy.
Oh, thank God.
Which is important.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah. I know you guys want disharmony. We'll get to the disharmony we'll get to that.
But hold on. They made Doug happy. And what got them the Super Bowl was Howie taking control of the coaching staff. They got Kellen Moore.
They made Doug happy. They didn't have players. How many times do we need to point this out? 18, 19, 20. Look at the roster. Right. We brought D-Jack back here, and I think he played 5 games in 2 years.
Yes.
Like, yeah, these are the things we were doing.
Yes.
We drafted Jalen Reagor. So really the construction of the roster contributed to the lack of success the team had post-Super Bowl. We don't have to worry about that this time. We should all feel good that they're investing in good players. Now, Zach Bond, I don't know if he's going to be a defensive player of the year candidate again next year, but I don't expect a drastic drop-off
from
what he was this past year. And I think he'll be here 3 years, Spike, so it really is a $13 million. No, it's a $12 million a year contract.
No, it's 3 years, 41. So if we're – that is
– Well, that 41 is 36 guaranteed.
14.
36 guaranteed.
Yeah, but it'll be 3 years, 41 million. So it's like $14 million a year. 13,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, well,
okay.
That's a lot more than you and Elliott said it was going to be.
Okay, but it's still not $18 million.
Okay, fine.
That's the point. I mean, it's $2 million more than we said it would
be. Can't wait till we give him a thank you contract in 2 years.
Well, I'm just saying.
All right. 215-592.
How many thank you contracts did you hand out as program director of WIP?
None.
You shouldn't be saying anything.
Wait, why?
Because quite frankly, a player you and I both love, he wants an extension. And you know damn well, had they won a World Series this past year, you'd be saying, give him the extension that he wants.
The Bryce Harper,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's 54th in AAV.
I'm just saying, this is what you'd be saying, give him the extension because he brought us a World Series championship. That's what Saquon just delivered.
But would it be a smart thing to do?
Yes, you would say yes because your star needs to be made happy. He needs to feel the whole. He needs to feel appreciated. I think it meant something to Saquon to be the highest paid running back in the history of the game. Lord knows that he sacrificed the freaking rushing record in the final game of the season.
211.
I'm just saying he sacrificed that.
That's the earliest we've ever done it, though.
he deserved this just because of that.
215-592-9494. Do you really think the Eagles have had a good offseason so far, or does it just feel good? We do have next question today. we've been really lax in awarding Foxhole Guy status, so I'm bringing that back here. If your answer is selected, you will become an official Foxhole Guy, the WIP Afternoon Show. It was announced today that Around the Horn is going away, a long-running ESPN show, legendary show in its time, very, very good show. So for next question today, after you get your sports point out, we're going to ask you, what show would you love to bring back? And you're bringing it back in its prime, by the way. Like, you know, if you're picking a show, it's not everybody now. It would be the show in its prime. What would you love to have new episodes of any show? Jack, would you like to give us your next question?
Yeah, and I'm taking a Mount Rushmore off the board.
Okay.
I want to bring back Seinfeld. It went off the air at number one. I would love to see a 2025 version of Seinfeld.
Aren't there enough Seinfeld episodes for the rest of time though?
More
Seinfeld episodes.
And they actually are pretty relatable today. Yeah, so I would like to see an updated version of that.
Ike hasn't even watched the original ones. What do we need more Seinfeld for? All right.
Have not seen a full episode.
Do you have a show you'd like to bring back?
I do.
All right.
I have many of them. I have many shows, but I'll give you one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Undisputed.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow, you must really miss that show.
I love Skip and Shannon, man.
It's only been gone for a year?
A year, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And my mornings haven't been the same.
Okay.
You know, they really haven't. I think Shannon was at his best when he was debating against Skip.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we all dislike Skip Bayless, I thought he was great at being that guy.
Master debater.
Villain. Yes, yep. He was great at being that guy. So, yeah, I missed that, man. I missed that. So, yeah, there's a couple other shows I could have gone with, but Undisputed is the one that I kind of – I'm like, man, I wish I could turn it on at 9:30 like I used to.
Yep.
And watch it 9:30 to 12, Undisputed.
So the show I'm, and I had to think long and hard about this because I haven't really, except for The Office, I haven't really liked any show over the last 20 years that there have been like 8-episode series that I'd like, but not like a show. So the one I would love to bring back is the original Late Night with David Letterman. I thought David Letterman's show in his heyday when he was on late, when he was on at 12:30 after Carson or whatever, then after Leno, that Letterman was the best. He was weird. He was funny. He would make guests feel uncomfortable. I thought that Letterman was my favorite Letterman show ever. And I think that show would always work, right? Him interviewing celebrities and making them feel uncomfortable would always work. So
I've never been a late night show guy.
Oh, see, I was a...
I mean, I watched Arsenio when I was young.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, it seemed. But other than that, I'm like, I've never really been a late show guy.
Oh, I always was because I didn't study or anything in high school. So I would stay up really, really late just watching TV. I also didn't have any friends or any dates. So there was a lot of television. Yeah. Well, I'm just being honest. All right. It's Tell the Truth Thursday. On Tell the Truth Thursday, have the Eagles actually had a good offseason or is it just vibes? And for next question today, tell us a TV show you would love to bring back. 215-592-9494. Kicking us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, listen. I know a team that handed out extensions, you know, to players that don't even play. You know, but that's a different day. You know what I'm saying? We need to bring up that topic because I remember last year Elliot was here pumping his chest talking about the Sixers was a better organization than the Phillies. Let's ask that now.
He don't want to ask that.
Well, by the way, he's also the one that's parading around saying he was right about Paul George when he was also making that statement about the Sixers. I have a lot of issues with Elliot.
Listen, so y'all didn't bring up the topic. I know. Jack typed in on a little thing. I wanted to talk about something else, you know, but I won't do it since y'all didn't bring it up. But they have a good off season. I mean, it's all okay. I mean, they brought back their guys. Like the coaching thing, I can't really speak on. Like no coach is going to wow me unless they bring in Andy Reid. Like no coach that I ain't never seen coach or do a call plays, even if they brought in any of the guys they interviewed. They could have had 30 interviews like they did 2 years ago. Remember when they interviewed 30 guys? Ike?
Yep.
They hired Sean Desai?
Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They interviewed 30 guys, and they said Sean Desai was the best guy out of the 30 guys they interviewed. That's what you wanted to see.
You are completely misrepresenting what I say about interviewing guys. It is you. It doesn't guarantee you're going to get a good candidate. It doesn't even guarantee that you don't pick Kevin Petullo. But there's absolutely no harm in talking to guys from other organizations to find out what they think of your players and your organization. It just makes you smarter. It gives you more information. Doesn't mean you're going to make the right choice, but it makes you smarter. So what grade would you give it? What grade would you give the offseason so far?
I mean, I'd give it a B because the offseason ain't really started yet. I mean, free agency Monday, they just re-signed our guy. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, I said, ask me this question May 1st, you know, after the draft and see what. But so far, you know, I'll give it a B, you know. We brought back Bond. I mean, everybody loved Milton Williams. Now Milton Williams and Josh 365 days ago, everybody wanted Josh Sweat gone. Now he's Reggie White.
Yeah, but you can say that about a lot of things. Josh Sweat had a good year, had a great Super Bowl, has been their most reliable pass rusher over the last 3 years. So, if you had a great replacement for him, it would be great. But we don't have like an up and coming guy ready to take Josh Sweat's place. And there's a reason he's on every top 10 list for available free agents right now, right? Like, I'm not saying he's worth.
Yeah, but he's getting overpaid.
Yeah, but he sure will. Yeah. But we don't have a replacement for him. So that's all. That's all. What did you want? I'll give you 1 minute on what you wanted to talk about.
Bodes and 50, my 50-second listen.
Well, look, if you want to get it in, I'm telling you to get it in.
I'm just saying, I'm tired of these dudes. A.J. Brown, Darius Slay, thank you for the chip. Get out of here. And I'm telling you, the more and more this dude talk, what Matt Patricia said about that dude, that was right. Remember, he had a big conniption. Matt Patricia was right about this dude. Also, A.J. Brown, I'm starting to look at you side-eyed. I don't want you trading. I don't care. If we trade you, we trade you. I want you here. But it's like, you are so immature You put your nose in business where it don't belong, and then you got the nerve to call the Eagles community messy. We respond to the stuff y'all do. Eagles community ain't sit up here and say the problem was passing. You said that. Eagles community ain't say Jalen Hurts and you had beef. You said that. Eagles community ain't spit on CJ, GJ, and Reed and bring. Y'all did that. We speak on the stuff y'all say. We don't bring stuff up. Y'all say it. Y'all act like a bunch of, I ain't even going to use the topic because I don't want to look bad. But y'all act like a bunch of you-know-whats out here. This is football. Why? That's why I love the quarterback. I love Smitty. I love Saquon. Because those, not so much Smitty and Saquon, but Hurts get killed every day. I don't see this dude post nothing. Y'all sit up here reading y'all's Twitter like y'all Jack Fritz at a restaurant trying to talk to, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are y'all always on Twitter?
Shots fired.
Get off Twitter. And then you going to respond to something that don't even got nothing to do with you, dog? Listen, Elliot sit up here and said they might have to move on from one of their top guys to bring in Myles Garrett. Hey, man, if we get Myles Garrett and they got to move on from the dude, send him to Cleveland, dog. You don't want to be here. I know a place that we can send your ass, and I guarantee you, they not going to like you up there when you can catch a pass from Deshaun Watson. Because you wasn't like that before you came here. You was a good receiver, but we was asking, was you top 10, top 15 before you came here? Let's not forget that. You're great.
But
let's not forget that.
All right. Wow. Corey, do you have a TV show you want to bring back?
Yeah, I was going to say Undisputed, like I said, but I'm going to go to the delegation. I'm going to bring back OG Power with Ghost.
Power.
Oh, Power.
None of us have ever seen it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that show is on.
Well, you know, these two haven't seen it.
No. What does that mean?
This is where I get a strike because I haven't seen it either.
Yeah. That wasn't a. Yeah, all right, Corey.
Was it 50 Cent?
Yeah, I know what Power is. Yeah. But I didn't think it was popular. Was it?
Yeah. For some people.
Okay.
All right.
How was my phone usage in Clearwater?
You were mostly fine, I would say.
All right?
Yeah, I would say you're better than you were, than you had been.
Your phone usage was the same as it normally is.
I don't think that's true.
I thought he had the phone when we were out. Uh-huh. I thought he had the phone away more than he normally does. That is my perception.
He had it out of the table last night.
But I think he did that because Brazier did it. Brazier put his phone on the table. It gave Jack permission to put his phone on the table.
I'm saying, I thought I was pretty locked in on conversations.
Yeah,
Well, I see. Yeah, I was tired.
Yeah, the first night you weren't locked in, but you were on your phone.
I just wanted to go to bed.
Yeah. So what Corey was talking about there, by the way, and we'll get into this next. Is the reason that you've probably heard about the Slay stuff and the CJ GJ stuff, but AJ Brown did jump in on all this stuff on Twitter. And by the way, yeah, AJ did do the Eagles community or whatever, mm-hmm. instead of just talking about the players that are saying stuff. It's not like, it's the players. It's not the Eagles community. All the Eagles community is doing is reacting to it. So we will talk about, there's a lot there. Mm. There is just a lot there. So we will get into that as well on Tell the Truth Thursday. Tell us really what you think of the Eagles offseason so far. And what I beg you to do is make pretend you were a fan of a different team looking at. That's all and you can still think it's good, but I just want you to get in touch with your soul. So we'll get into what AJ said on Twitter and Slay. And oh boy, they never give it a rest. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack's all into Alice in Chains right now. That's where we are. He loves it. He's singing it all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's a little phase.
There's nothing wrong with an Alice in Chains phase. It's WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Tell the Truth Thursday, talking about the Eagles offseason. By the way, thanks to McGurk's, who every time they bring us food here, they bring tons of stuff. And it's selfishly, they always hook me up with something that I can eat too. Brought me a little vegan flatbread or whatever.
Does it just feel good?
I'm just saying, it feels really good. And we will be at the Royersford McGurk's next Wednesday for Birdstown Hall. I honestly can't even believe that it's time for Birdstown Hall. I was talking to them and I was like, in my head, Birdstown Hall was months from now. It's actually next week. So they're, by the way, their Langhorne location also opened up this month just in in time for the college tournament. Anyway, great sports bar. Make it McGurk's. But we will be at the Roersford location all day, morning show through afternoon show next Wednesday. And thank you again, Tim McGurk's, for bringing all the great food. All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. How would you grade the Eagles' offseason so far, A, B, C, or D? Ike, what do you think the response has been?
Probably A or B. I'll go. Come on, man. We just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. There it is. There it is.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
But would it have been four choices? I'll go with 44%.
52%
oh,
A.
52%. Okay.
38% B. The correct answer, C, 6.1%, and D with 3.1%. So I just think it's Tell the Truth Thursday. I just want everyone to be honest, not chest thumpy. You don't have to paint yourself, midnight green and silver to answer this one. just be honest for once. Anyway, before the break, Corey from Columbus went sort of crazy on the craziness going on online over the last couple of days with the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. So to recap it, I guess, is there was a conflict earlier this season between Darius Slay and CJGJ about what Slay had said on Micah Parsons' podcast. So then Slay was on a podcast and said that, I'm trying to think of the first thing. Was the leadership thing the first thing?
I think that started this whole thing.
Yeah, the thing that started it, he said, he was asked, if he was gone, who would the new leadership be? And he said in the secondary, he repeated Reed Blankenship over and over and over again. CJGJ was obviously bothered by that and said a couple of things on Twitter about Slay and about not needing his leadership, so on and so forth. Then today, A.J. Brown jumps in. And AJ, hold on, I got to get all of it before I get the final one. So
they're not deleted yet, I don't believe.
They're not deleted yet.
CJ did delete a couple of the tweets from this morning.
I think AJ has deleted one of them. but he tweeted, the Eagles community is so messy. And
yeah,
then
he didn't delete that one.
He did not delete that one.
For now.
And then he said, now this one I actually support because I think he's telling it like it is on this one. It's like high school all over again. This isn't even my fight to fight. Y'all speculate instead of taking what the person just said, then go on your pages and create articles until the national media catches it. Y'all always be blaming the media, and it's really y'all. So I actually think AJ listens to us. I'm just saying, yesterday we were saying that when he talks about the media, he's actually talking about the people on Twitter is what he's talking about.
Yep.
So Corey was upset just because, like, what are you guys doing? Get off of Twitter, all of this stuff. Like, all this stuff is unnecessary. Slay is leaving, but CJGJ's still here, and AJ's still here. Mm-hmm. So, and this, coming off of winning a Super Bowl, I think everybody just wishes that everyone would either just be quiet and live your life, or celebratory. But this sort of weird infighting stuff is crazy. And then blaming the fans for reacting to what CJGJ and Slay said, I think is like kind of crazy. I mean, he's right, but all they're doing is reacting to what the players said anyway. So it just feels like it's also unnecessary.
Well, yeah, all this is unnecessary, but everybody, they're all involved.
Right. AJ wasn't even involved at all.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
But he involved himself.
Now
that's
he's involved.
Yeah,
yeah.
He involved himself. And that's what tends to happen. I don't know if he's trying to just pour water on the whole situation, trying to diffuse it and say that it's not what people may think it is. That's not working. People have figured out that something must be going on between Slay and CJGJ. They both have indirectly replied to one another without doing it directly.
People aren't dumb.
Yeah, so like that's well, especially this fan base. So it's the one thing that we're always in the back of our minds sort of concerned with. with most of our teams when they're successful. When is the other shoe going to drop? What's going on? Like, we won the Super Bowl. Then we all find out Wentz wasn't happy behind the scenes. Like, it's always something when the team wins. So fans always have their antennas up for stuff like this. And how the team handled this success was going to be closely monitored. We've talked about this. How do they handle this success? Is it a quiet offseason? Or are people chirping about money? We didn't anticipate this and seeing this come, but this is the type of stuff that distracts you versus being locked in, right? Like, this is the type of stuff that you can get caught up in, and it's harmless right now. I believe it's harmless. Now, if Slay were coming back,
yeah,
I'd be more concerned. I don't know if you can bring Slay back now, because there certainly seems to be some sort of an issue here with these two. And now it's playing out in front of everybody. How do you bring that back in your locker room and hope that everything works out well again? You were fortunate it worked out this year, because this is, to me, something that's been going on.
Well, and the other thing Slay did, by the way, Jack, do you have the quarterback audio? Is that Slay was talking about who he thinks the elite quarterbacks are. And here's what he said.
The elite go to the top four guys. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do elites. And like, elite for me in the quarterback world is Joe Burrow, Mahomes, Lamar.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen. Them are the elites. They got their own, you know what I'm saying?
Now, whether I agree with Slay or not, I didn't just go win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as my quarterback.
Right.
So to your point about bringing him back, it pretty much crosses him off the list. You can't start a fight with the safety, specifically say that the quarterback of the team isn't elite after he just won Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, and the AJ. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I'm not as bothered as much about the Hurts thing. Sure, you would like for him to view his quarterback as an elite quarterback. He just helped you win a championship. He was a Super Bowl MVP. But if that's what he feels, well, I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
This isn't, he didn't directly attack Jalen Hurts.
You're right. You're right.
He just basically gave his list of elite quarterbacks.
If it's what he feels, it's what he feels.
Yeah.
And if he must know he's not coming back anyway. That's what that screams to me.
He's wrong in my opinion.
But that's fine. I don't think he's wrong. But whether he's wrong or right, is it?
He said it.
And the AJ thing, I know you said it's not an issue, or at least not an issue now, mm-hmm. but And we've said this a million times. Whether fans are wrong or right, picking a fight with the fans,
well, it's never good.
It's just like, it doesn't work. It's not going to work. And AJ, here's the other thing. They love you, and they want to love you.
Well, he knows that. That's why he feels he can say what he said.
Right.
He knows that.
Yeah.
He knows once he put that uniform on, it's back to being AJ. It's swole Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows that. And that's why he doesn't have a problem doing that. I don't agree. That's what I never agree with these players when they should go after fans, especially got people on Twitter that you don't even know if that's a real person or not. Like, what's the point of even doing that? It's never a good idea. But unless he were to make this some sort of ongoing thing this offseason, I think we get past this little bump in the road and move on. Because, again, I'd be surprised if Slay comes back, because this seems like this is an issue. Not between AJ and Slay, but CJ and Slay.
CJ and Slay.
It seems like there's something there between those guys. Now, could that be worked out? I don't even know. And here's the other thing, and I'll let you jump back in here.
Here's the other thing that
happens as a result of stuff like this happening with teammates. It's inevitable. Fans are going to choose sides.
Yes, if there's two guys.
And so now the majority of the fan base is going to be anti-Slay. Because he's the one that's easiest to make the villain. He's not here. Now, CJ was the villain 2 years ago.
When
he left. But since he's going to be here, this is the Twitter world I'm talking about. Because you'll get everyone on Twitter saying, oh, I'm glad Slay is gone. Get him out of here. This and that and the other. Like, that's what'll start happening. And I think it makes it harder for him to have to come back, because he sees this stuff and ego gets involved. Man, it's sad because I kind of wanted him to come back, but I didn't know all this existed.
Right. Well, certainly there's something.
Yeah, I didn't know all this existed.
And the other thing, AJ's saying that, like, people are just, the community's just making it up. They're not just making it up. They can see. There's clearly something between these two guys, and these two guys are clearly taking shots at each other, whether saying each other's names or not. Last thing, and there had been, a lot of, and we talked about on the show a bit yesterday about the Patriots' obvious desire to get A.J. Brown. Like, I think it's pretty clear Mike Vrabel wants A.J. Brown. Whether it's possible or not, they certainly are trying to speak it into existence. Let me ask you this. Like, let's say they have the fourth pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Now, let's say the first three picks, I'm just saying it is, are Cam Ward, in no specific order, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, and who's the kid who plays wide receiver and cornerback?
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter. Let's say it's those three guys. Mm-hmm. And Abdul Carter is sitting there and hasn't been drafted. And the Patriots call you, and you're running the Philadelphia Eagles, and they offer you the fourth pick for A.J. Brown. Would you take it?
No.
Jack, would you take it?
No.
Do you think the Eagles would take it?
No.
I don't think so.
No?
Well, I just what are you doing with that pick?
You're taking Abdul
Carter. Carter.
That's what I'm saying. You have a position of need that is cost controlled,
it's
by the way.
It's understandable. No, I you see know, the vision that, of it. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm not saying I think it's an interesting question specifically because of who might be there, what the need is.
Here's where I thought you were going to go.
Oh.
Here's where I think it can go. Cuz Abdul Carter could go before Travis Hunter.
Oh, and we could use Travis Hunter, too.
That's what I'm saying. If you tell me Travis Hunter is the fourth pick, there's your cornerback.
And a wide receiver.
And a wide receiver.
And, by the way, you're going to sell a lot of Travis Hunter jerseys. If he's playing both ways.
Well, it won't be number 12, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, yes. So, I don't know. I don't think they would trade the number 4 pick for A.J. Brown. I don't think they would. I don't think the Patriots would do it, by the way.
Right.
No. But especially a team rebuilding, you have a cost-controlled player at 4.
Yeah.
But, like, I wonder if they called the Eagles and they said, we'll give you the 4 pick for the 32 pick in A.J. Brown. Like, I wonder if at that point the Patriots are like, I don't know.
Oh, you mean don't even swap the first round pick?
Yeah, swap. So you get the... You get the 4, and you give them A.J. Brown in the 32. Like, I wonder if the – because I don't think the Patriots would do it straight up.
Oh, you mean they wouldn't do it just for A.J. Brown?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sure, yeah, I would think you're going to add something else to that.
It's an interesting question is all I'm saying. Those are – both Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are positions of need. You've just paid a guy – you've just spent $70 million guaranteed on two guys that are already on the team. You're going to lose Sweat. You're going to lose Milton Williams. I don't know.
I'm telling you, I still will go back to this. I got to go to my quarterback before I do something like this.
Right. What do you think he says?
I think he says no.
Jack, what do you think Jalen Hurts says?
Think he says no.
Okay. You say that with the biggest grin I've ever seen. He has a grin like Bryce Harper just went to hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth in Game 7 of the World Series.
And here's why I think he says no.
Yeah.
Because A.J. leaves, that's more pressure on Jalen.
It absolutely is. Yeah,
that's more pressure on the quarterback.
Yes.
Now you got to do it with less talent around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not easy to do. So I think he's smart enough to know, like, yeah, he could be a little difficult at times, but we can put up with that for how great he is.
Mm-hmm.
He makes my job easier.
Well, he knows.
At least that's what I would be saying as a quarterback, right?
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying that's how I would look at it.
Jalen knows he has a release valve almost every play. Almost every play he could just throw it to A.J. Brown if he wants to. Yep. And there's a good
likelihood
chance
he's going to catch it versus not catching it.
Yeah. Now, but then you wonder, well, is Jalen Hurts in his heart, does he think, like, A.J. Brown wasn't top 3 wide receiver in the NFL until he came here with me? You know, like A.J. Brown's great, but I made A.J. Brown great. I can make X great. You know, I still have Devontae. Yeah. I still have
There's no way he thinks that.
I don't know.
No, there's no way he
signed Darius
Super
Slayton.
Super Bowl changes people.
Yeah, well, it might. It's changing everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for Nick.
We're off to a little bit of a bumpy start.
No, it's a disaster start. Yeah, it's a disaster start.
Yeah. We all thought it would be Nick having the, it would have been the off season of Nick. It has not been. Somehow it's been the off season of Slay and CJGJ. All right, 215-592-9494. It's Tell the Truth Thursday. What have you thought of the Eagles off season so far? Honestly, Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Damn, man. Like, listen, you know, what's up with this drama going on? You know what I mean? Like, I can't get enough, you know, like, they can't get enough of this drama. Don't these guys go on vacation or something? Like, you just won a Super Bowl. They got all the money in the world. You know what I mean? They got families. You got girlfriends. You know, you can go gamble. You could do all the drink. You could do whatever you want to do now. And you want to sit here and go back and forth on Twitter and Instagram.
Well, in fairness, Chuck, Jack was on paternity leave and he was doing it.
Yeah, but we have a good culture on this show. All we're all one team, I thought.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think they get bored, and I think people that are of a certain age are actually everybody. I would say at some point, I think it's people that have grown up. You know, AJ's what, 26?
Yeah,
you know,
26.
And Slay is only 33.
Yeah.
They've grown up with their entire life being online as well as their regular life. It's not just famous people. And the difference is when you're famous, there's so much more feedback. When you're just a regular person,
right.
No strangers aren't talking about you online.
But, and all these guys have hundreds of thousands of followers.
Yeah.
I mean, they have so many followers.
It must be insane to look at their Twitter feeds. Yeah. But I hear you, Chuck.
Yeah, but what do you? I mean, you don't hear nothing from Devontae Smith.
You're right.
You don't hear nothing from Jalen.
Nope.
You hear nothing from Saquon. It's the individual. That's what I believe. I don't think it's just all you can just, you know, pin it on one thing. They grew up in this society.
Sure. No, I agree.
It's the individual and what they like to be involved in. And AJ likes drama, and I love AJ Brown as a player, but he likes drama. CJGJ, you know what he's about.
Yep.
And Slay, you know, he's a bitter guy. He's getting up there, and he got cut. And now he wants to, you know, kick everybody when he's going out the door. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But he can't bring him back. You just can't. You know what I mean? It destroyed the locker room. You know what I mean? Those days is over. Plus, we need to move on to the younger guys anyway. But let me say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I give this offseason an A. You know, and it could be an A-plus if they do one more thing, and that's sign Mekhi Becton. You know what I mean? That's all I wanted them to do. Keep on. Sign Mekhi Becton. I know that Milton Williams and Sweat, they money hunting. And we probably won't get them back. You know what I'm saying? So I'm cool with that. Myles Garrett's the cherry on top. You know, if we don't get Myles Garrett, I'm cool with that too. Because, see, what Myles Garrett need to realize is this, right? You left a franchise that is the director of the league. They are a losing franchise. You want to come to a winner. So you need to give a little bit to get a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
But he's not a free agent, though, Chuck. He's being traded, so it's not really up to him at the end of the day.
It's not. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, Spike. What I'm saying is that we're not the desperate franchise no more. We got to go out there. Oh, we got to get Myles Garrett. Oh, we got to get Myles Garrett. Listen, I'm cool with not getting him. We get him, I'll be happy. Trust me. He's a player. He's the man. But if we don't get him, we won a Super Bowl without him. All right. The thing about it is, Myles Garrett needs us more than we need him. I know he's not a free agent, but for us to say we need to trade for him, I don't think so. I like the team we got going into the season. I love Vic Fangio, the Godfather, which the name I deemed him first. But anyway, you know what I mean? I'm just saying I would love to just, you know, come back with him, come with him if we can. But he got the two guys that I wanted, and that's Mekhi Becton. We got one more to get. Just get him. The Saquon Barkley thing, that's a wash. You know, whatever they did with that, I understand why they did it. He's a player. He's the man. You rewarded him. But Bond, they got him signed. I'm happy, man. And we won a championship. Spike, I mean, must I remind you again?
I know we won a championship. But the goal is to win another championship, not just bask in the glow, for at least for them. You know, I you don't have to give it a C, but I think an A offseason so far is...
That sounds right to me.
I think it's actually crazy.
I do.
Because if you were...
I see if they didn't win the Super Bowl. They won, I mean, they are champions, and they still making moves.
They didn't make any moves.
They're keeping essentially the same team they had last year. I didn't think they was going to bring Zach Bond back.
If they
have questions about that. That's a huge move, man.
It's great, but they just gave $70 million guaranteed. One of the guys was already under contract for two more years. It's fine. It feels good. Whether it's a great move is hard to parse.
Great move.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this about Saquon, right? Saquon, and I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I got a question for you at the end of the call. listen, I'm going to say this about Saquon, though, right? Spike, Saquon barely got touched last year. He still got a lot of tread on those tires, okay? So this contract can turn out to be a good contract extension that they gave him. He's going to play a little bit longer, to me, at a high level, and plus the way he worked out. And the way he takes care of his body.
Do you think?
Know, I believe.
But you think every other? All I know. I agree on Saquon. He's great. But the numbers are the numbers, and there's tons of them. And all these other great running backs who had 400 touches, who got hurt or had a bad year the next year, they all took care of themselves too. They were all. We're talking about high guys that touch the ball that much are high-level backs.
Yeah.
These are high, you know, there's, yeah, one of them's Natron Means, and one of them's not like an all-timer, but there's a lot of other guys in there, you know, from AP to, you know, on the list in front of you. No matter what Saquon does.
Here's the weird thing. They all had that step-back season the following season, but then you see several of them got back to where they were.
Some of them did, yes.
Like McCaffrey, after he had 2,000 yards, 1,000 rushing and receiving, had a down year, and then he came back with San Francisco, had a big year. Watch him call it. King Henry has bounced back.
Yep.
Hell, AP came back and what, played 5 or 6 more years.
Was even better, right?
After that. So he may take a step back this year, but to me, I'm anticipating that. That's why the passing game has to be a little bit better this year, so you're not relying on the running game as much this year.
Yeah. Well, thank God we brought back the same pass game coordinator. Chuck, what was the one thing you wanted to say before you go?
Is his step back 1,300 yards, 1,400 yards? He ran
right. Yeah, yeah. Yes, 1,300. 1,300, 1,400.
But that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about getting hurt. I'm not worried about him being a little less productive.
Right.
You know?
But listen, would you guys kick the tires on Joey Bosa?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to bring back.
Yes.
I'd like to bring back.
Yes.
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't know if he would come here, though, because, you know, we ridiculed him.
Yeah, right? I know. Man, money talks.
Yeah, he'll go wherever it pays him. Yeah.
Yes. This is a good team. Listen, the Eagles are a hot commodity right now.
Yes.
So, if and here's the other thing. There are guys that came here on one-year deals, and look how it turned out for them. So you may get guys who want big contracts out there, realize the money isn't there, and they're like, well, if I can only get a one-year deal, can you get me to Philly?
Yeah, and by the way, then I might get paid next year.
Yes.
You know, Chuck, what's the TV show you want to bring back?
American Gladiators. I love that show back in the
day. Oh, that was a show.
Yeah.
That was a show. Now, that is before Jack's time, right? Yeah. American Gladiators?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a good show.
That was a great show. That was like...
That's not the American Ninja Warrior. That's the obstacle course.
Yeah.
Gladiators, when they used to have to try to get through.
Yes.
They battled each other, right? Yeah, I'm trying to remember them.
Yep. And they all had names. Like, they were almost like characters.
And they were there every week.
They were there every week. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
They should bring back
American
Gladiators.
You know what? I think Baldy's sister was one of the
Gladiators.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that house, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of toughness
in that house.
You had a grocery
bill in that house?
Couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
You got two boys that played football, pro football, college football, high school football, and a sister that's a gladiator?
Yeah. I think they, what, just steak every night for dinner?
Yeah, eggs, a lot of eggs, a lot of chicken breast, you know, a lot of protein in that house.
Yeah, I don't think Spike would have lived, you know, been around that house very long.
Well, as you should know, you can get protein from avocados and chickpeas and legumes.
I don't
nuts.
Think they got to that status.
Oh, okay.
Doing that.
I just wanted you to know. Yeah, there's actually protein in oats. But anyway, quinoa, some nice quinoa. All right, it's Tell the Truth Thursday. What do you really think of the Eagles offseason so far? 215-592-9494. And coming up next, Rob Thompson was on the morning show today, as the WFP morning show is in Clearwater. And he had some interesting things to say about players changing positions, high-level players.
High-level.
And high-level players hitting at different spots in the lineup. So we will hear from Rob Thompson next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.